human. What are you doing in the woods this late at night? You know it can be dangerous, right? Hey, don't run away. I know you can't see anything, you'll end up tripping. Ugh. I guess it's too late now. Let me climb down from this tree. Calm down, human. I'm not going to hurt you. Deceiving my prey? Come on, you can't even see me standing up next to you. If I wanted to kill you, I could just go for it. Also, I can't prove that I'm not going to hurt you, but I'm pretty sure that you'll end up finding other monsters who will not be so diplomatic if you keep walking through these woods in the darkness. So, can you answer my question now? Why are you walking around here all alone? A beginning adventurer, huh? You sure haven't chosen the right place to start. And where is your group? I suppose you should have one and be with them, shouldn't you? I see. I don't blame you for getting lost. This kind of thing happens all the time. And at least you were smart enough not to light up a flashlight or draw the attention of every monster within a mile, unlike some other less fortunate adventurers. Here, I'll help you stand up. Ooh, your leg is bleeding a little bit. I think you probably hurt yourself when you fell between those branches. Don't worry, I can help you. But I'll need to take you to my cave. I think I have some bandages there. I know this sounds scary, but you don't need to be afraid. Trust me. Do you mind if I carry you? It's definitely going to hurt if you try to walk like that. All right. There we go. Hey, what are you doing? Don't light up the flashlight. I know being in complete darkness can be a little unsettling. And we are already inside a tunnel, but my eyes are super sensitive to light. I can't even leave this cave during the day. You're going to have to trust me. We're just a few more steps away from getting there. And here we are. I know you can't see anything, but this is my little place. Over here there's a mattress and cooking tools. I've got some woodworking stuff. Everything here is mostly things I made myself. I'm gonna lay you down on this mattress over here, okay? Yes, I like crafting things. What do you think I do all day? Plan how to kill adventurers that come here? No, please don't try and run away. You're hurt. That was a joke. I'm sorry. It was a joke. It might not have been the most appropriate joke, I have to admit. Sorry about that. To be honest, I've never been a fan of this human killing thing. I just hunt animals for food, and killing people just for fun, well, it isn't a very nice thing to do, you know? Most monsters probably wouldn't agree with me on this, but I'm weird, I guess. Here, let me help you with your wound now. And done. Do you feel better? There's no need to be embarrassed. I like pressing my naked chest against yours. Honestly, I really miss having a warm body to touch sometimes. This place is so lonely, and it's been a very long time since I had any guests. Let me ask you something. Are you embarrassed because you're feeling my naked body? Or is it because you like feeling my naked body? If it's the second case, I wouldn't object to you touching it. I'm serious. Here, you can put your hand on my breast. As long as you're gentle. As I've said, it's been a long time. And my body might be a little sensitive. Oh, your hands are so warm too. This feels so good. Hey, are you getting your face closer? Wow, you kissed me. No, of course it wasn't bad. I just wasn't expecting it. I don't think I've ever been kissed by a human before. I really liked it, though. Of course you can. Come here. Are you playing with my nipples? Ooh, you're more daring than I expected. Oh, human. No, don't stop. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh. I just need you to be aware that teasing a monster like that can have some consequences. I don't think you're gonna dislike them though. Kissing my neck again. Oh, can you feel how it's giving me goosebumps? Oh, my nipples are getting so hard too. Well, if you're gonna keep doing dirty things like this, I think it's only fair that I have some fun as well. Yes, I did just slash your shirt open with my claws. I promise not to hurt you. I didn't say anything about your clothes. Besides, I'm a monster girl, after all. Sometimes my primal instincts can be a little too strong. It's my turn to play with you now. Just lie on your back and let me straddle you. And don't worry. As long as you don't move, and you let me rub my hands on this beautiful chest of yours, I promise you'll remain unscathed. Such a hot body you have, human. Oh, it makes me want to do so many things. Ooh, especially this hard cock bulging through your pants. Why the surprise? Oh, you didn't know I had a tail, did you? Well, yeah, it can be useful for a lot of things. Like rubbing this hard, delicious cock of yours. But these pants are in the way and they're so annoying. Can you just pull them down for me? Thanks. Much better. Now I can wrap my tail around it and stroke it like this. Are you enjoying this, human? Good, because I am. A lot. I can feel things with my tail as well as I can with my hands. And your cock is already throbbing. Oh, fuck, this is making me so wet. But you can probably feel that already. And I can see on your face how much you love this. Naughty human. My tail rubbing you, going up and down, holding it a little tighter. Yeah, I can see the pre-cum dripping already. How tempting. You know, I've heard that humans are very curious creatures. Are you curious about what kind of monster I am? Of course I'm not going to tell you. Where would be the fun in that? Since you can't see anything, you'll have to touch the rest of my body to find out. Your hands feel so good on me, especially when you rub my thighs like that. Yeah, you should investigate every inch of my body with those warm hands of yours. Have any clue yet? No? No problem then. A bit of mystery can be enticing. And also, I think you have more important things to worry about right now. Sit up and I'll show you what. My body is screaming for me to pounce on you and ride this delightful cock right now. Can I do it? Inside me. I told you I was very wet, didn't I? Oh, you have no idea how much my body was craving this. Oh, being fucked by such a delicious human. Oh, I think I might be being too aggressive. Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't go slower. I can't. I just need to be pounded. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, grab my tits again, please. Oh, you don't need to be gentle this time. Yes. Oh, just fucking squeeze them. Oh, my nipples. Oh, twist them. Oh, pinch them. Oh, fuck. Oh, they're so hard. I feel so good. You can thrust your hips too to fuck me. You don't have to just let me ride you. Oh, even harder. Oh, fuck. Damn, I didn't think I would like this. Oh, this kissing thing so much. Fuck. Human, I think you should hold my wrist behind my back, or I'll end up slashing your back with my claws. And I don't want to hurt you, but I'm finding it really, really hard to control myself right now. For some reason, oh, you clenching my wrist makes me even hornier. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're such a good monster tamer. Did you know that? Oh, fuck. Look what you do to me. Oh, look what you do to me. You're making You're making me, a predator, submit to you and to beg you to fuck me. Oh, yes, keep going, please. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, this feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. I don't know for how much longer I'll be able to handle you, human. I can feel something building up inside me. Oh, you're throbbing so much. Oh, are you gonna blow your load inside me? Oh, if I want it? Oh, of course I fucking want it. I want to feel your hot cum dripping down my pussy after we finish. Make this little monster girl come for you. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard. I can't hold back anymore. Oh, come with me, human. Please. Oh. Oh, fuck. I told you there'd be consequences for teasing me. And as I expected, you seem to enjoy them rather a lot. Oh, wait. I totally forgot your leg was hurt. Did I hurt you more? I didn't, did I? Oh, no? Oh, phew. Well, that's good. I wasn't much in the mood for thinking rationally in the moment, as you certainly noticed. Oh, can we lie down again now? I can leap between trees all night, and yet you still managed to tire me out. Maybe you're a little monster. And I have to admit that cuddling you feels quite nice. Sorry about your shirt, by the way. Also, would you maybe come back here someday? I would love to see you again, and don't worry about the other monsters. I'll make sure that anyone who tries to hurt you deeply regrets it. Here, look at my eyes. Can you see the faint glow on them? Don't be afraid. It will help you relax. Just look at them while I stroke your hair. Let your eyelids become heavy. And just empty your mind of all worry. I'm here to take care of you and to protect you. I got you. Yes. I got you. Everything's all right. Because I got you. Good night, my beautiful human. Sleep well. And sweet dreams.